young girls and a party of other young people. Apparently spent all night on a derelict bungalow in the Derry Road in Strabane. This has become a feature of the weekend in Strabane there at the moment. The young ones identify a vacant or derelict building, they target it, they use it for partying. What happened? I was there all night. Whatever happened the next morning, at about 11 o'clock, 11:30, two young girls were found lying on the ground on the local housing estate, unconscious. They were taken to the hospital. There were serious fears for their survival, but frankly, they pulled through. But somebody's been obviously selling drugs. I heard ketamines and the rig, which is used for treating epilepsy, were two of the substances that they've taken. Again, this is a feature of life in every town. Young people are vulnerable and being targeted by scrupulous dealers who use this as an easy way to make money.
There are two serious issues here: what appears to be the easy access to drugs within the town and the need for owners of vacant properties to take charge of their buildings.
That's correct. The thing about the empty buildings can be addressed. You know, there's a wide range of enforcement powers available to local council. They ensure that an owner secures their property and improves their property. That would be something that I think could be addressed fairly easily. The drugs problem is totally different. It's a serious problem, it's the band. I think all these two years, one was 17, one was 20. So we weren't having two funerals in Strabane this year. But, you know, it's a wake-up call to parents, it's a wake-up call to the authorities. We need a multi-agency approach to this problem. I'll be bringing a motion forward to ask council to undertake to do that. Find back this problem and source for something that is a life.